Okay, welcome back, students, and those of you who've listened to the show before. I am glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 090 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on October 1st, 2012, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. So how was your week? Things were pretty good here. Unfortunately, my student Scott, who is the son of a couple with whom we're pretty close, has determined that he cannot eke out the time to practice now, and college has resumed, and he's just loaded with projects as well as a job, and it's going to be two jobs when the weather gets colder. So it's a shame, but I'd be the last person to persuade someone else that they have free time that they don't think they have. So I don't even know what free time is. Means anymore, so I'm surely not going to tell Scott he really does have free time to play the guitar. Hopefully he'll find time in his life, even if it's just next summer, to pick it back up. No DRs still. I'm hoping this week, because now my strings are totally dead. No DRs still, but I'm hoping this week, because now my strings are dead. We have an appointment with an oncologist for a consultation for E-Rex, so I'll see if I get to my strings. I don't know what activities are going to be resultant from that. I had a fewer student week than usual this past week because of the Jewish holidays. In our area, schools were off, and my Jewish students, whose lessons were scheduled for Tuesday or Wednesday, skipped their lessons, and rightfully so. Yom Kippur's the biggest day on the Jewish calendar. So I hope you're all back and practicing, and I'll be seeing you in the next couple of days. I'm going to be putting together a handout for my students this week. It should have been done 2 weeks ago or so, but I just didn't get to it. It will be a reiteration of my cancellation and snow day policies, which is always a good thing to remind people about as cool weather starts rolling in. And it will also contain a list of some guitar-related gear that I recommend my students have and use. What's your must-have list for guitar gear? Mine varies a bit depending on whether a student has an acoustic or electric, and in some cases, the genre they lean toward. Don't forget the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum. Even if you have seen the exhibit in his hometown of Waukesha, Wisconsin, or those exhibits created at various venues by the Les Paul Foundation, this Mahwah exhibit is truly extensive in its breadth. This is a little jewel of an experience just waiting for you to discover it. In this week's show, there are two students in the student spotlight. The question of the week is from an email from Joe here in New Jersey, who wanted advice about having hit a wall with speed studies. News is about last Saturday's show. And the Take Notes segment is October Guitar Deals. I have to take a minute here and say that it's a real challenge to get to the production of this show every week. The only thing that's changed over the few years that I have been at this is E-Rex's health. This week we're having a consultation with a radiology oncologist regarding his future treatment. I may have to adjust podcasts to full-length ones twice a month and a 5 or 10 minute highlight one on alternate weeks, or something like that. I don't think my self-discipline nor time management skills have slipped, but I really have to examine that, not only because of this oncologist visit, but because we've had to schedule some personal family things on weekdays rather than weekends. I'm probably going to have to entirely skip a show next week. I'm sorry about this inconsistency, but I have to keep our lives in balance, and that means some of quote-unquote my things just have to take back seat to what's quote-unquote important to do. So after this week, the next full show date, will be the 15th. I don't know if I will be making a little blast in the interim. I'm not planning to. I will be doing better with Twitter. I've just begun working with Hootsuite, which should make my life a little bit easier after I become more familiar with its features and get past a small learning curve. It's if you don't use Hootsuite, and you don't if you're just a private person, most likely, but Hootsuite is very fully featured and is, I guess you'd call it like a robust app, so I have to just get used to using it and how to make it work for me instead of me working for it. Thanks for your understanding with the interruption of not having a show next week and possibly having to modify the show schedule. After a brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move on to this week's Student Spotlight. Once in a great while, something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R-Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds which can be summoned with the mere rotation of the brilliantly designed Raptor pick. Not only is it a beautifully executed, ingenious idea, but the very first experience of playing with it is almost impossible to describe because it's so different from anything you've ever employed. Just get past the unusual feel of the Raptor guitar pick, and the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open. Your grip will be sure, your attack will be silent, your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the genuine Raptor R-Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Seasoned pro, this pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate recreational guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Rank beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. In the warm glow of the student spotlight are two students this week, Aviv and Bridget. Yes, they're both relatively new students, and they're both loving their guitars. Most guitar students have a honeymoon period that can last for a few weeks to a few months, and then comes the reality of what it takes to achieve one's goals on the instrument. And I can think of one guy I met who told me that his guitar honeymoon was over the day his teacher tried to teach him to play a three-string F chord that required a two-string bar. Be that as it may, these chicks are not going to balk at playing a bar chord or any other thing. They're playing well, and they're getting it. And they're loving it. That's the most important thing. I hope you can hear it in my voice, how much that pleases me. Nice job, ladies. Long live chick power. Now, let's move along to this week's question of the week. This week's question is from Joe via email. He's a New Jersey guy. Maybe he's even part of the New Jersey guitar mafia, but I don't think so. His question is, no matter how much I practice, I can't break through 180 beats per minute for the eighth note scale studies I play. What do you recommend? Okay, Joe, that's a good question. You didn't fill in all the blanks for me, so I'm going to address your wall hitting in a general way. If you'd like to send me some more details, I can be more specific and I'll be glad to reply to you. Speed. It's elusive for some players, and I'm convinced that although everyone has a point at which they will top out, most players can play faster, cleanly, and consistently than that speed mark at which they seem stuck. Joe is stuck at 180 in eighth notes. If you're playing more slowly than that, I know it sounds fast. But in the scheme of the universe, it isn't. Now, of course, I don't know if Joe has any physical limitations. Since he didn't mention them, I'm going to disregard that possibility. The primary suspect I have whenever a guitarist who works on their musicianship hits a speed wall is their left-hand technique. I know you thought I was going to say picking technique. That's my secondary suspect, and I'll address that later. Besides the general left-hand shape that I frequently refer to in this podcast as a modified C, and whether or not Joe is maintaining that sort of hand shape, I'm very suspicious of how Joe's fingers are making contact with the strings, and I'm concerned about how high those fingers come off the strings. It may sound counterintuitive, but your fingers and arm need to be extremely relaxed in order to play fast. And of course, anytime someone sits down, especially an inexperienced guitarist, or maybe even someone who's been playing for a long time, but maybe without guidance or maybe just sort of meandering at their own pace, the first thing they do when they hear the click of a metronome or they know they're playing for speed is they tighten up. And it's a stress reaction. And the truth is, the more tense your arm and hand are, the more hampered you are by the constriction of your muscles. That isn't to say there's no tenseness. Of course there is. You have to move your fingers and have a particular angle of attack to the string. There's a certain amount of tension required to move a finger and depress a string sufficiently to create a clean sound. Okay, that's all understood. Joe, take a look at your calluses. That's going to be a very good indicator of how your fingertips are making contact. They should be on the very tips of your fingers, with the exception of the pinky. That callus may be a bit to the side, depending on the size and shape of your hand. The more vertically you attack, the better. That may require some adjustment of your right shoulder and arm. I mean, you know, playing guitar, there are a lot of ergonomics involved in playing well, just to get technique, never mind for the health of your back and your breathing and all that. If you are not in the practice of looking at your hands when you play your speed exercises, do look at your left hand while you're playing. How far are your fingers coming off the strings? If it's more than 1 inch, there's your problem. An inch is generous and will still limit your speed, but it's a step in the right direction. The smaller the movement of the left hand fingers off the strings, the better for your potential speed. A half inch and less is the optimum target for your fingers to be lifting. Now, don't go about this by just eyeballing that distance and trying to achieve it. Rather, it's the result of being very conscious of overlifting. Keeping the fingers very close to the strings can be practiced enough for it to become a habit, just like the proper spread between the left-hand fingers can become a habit. Joe, my prime suspect in your left-hand technique is your pinky. I hope you use it. That's the first thing I have to say. I know some guitarists don't. I'll never understand that. A tense pinky can pull all of the fingers away from the strings when it is lifted. And the pinky is more renegade than the other fingers because when it is lifted, especially with tension, it pulls really far from the strings. That's what you have to look for as you observe what your left hand does as you work on your studies. The other thing is, I want Joe to understand this, that he's not a freak if his experience is that as he watches his fingers, he sees he lifts his fingers off inches, multiple inches. That's really common, and that is a tremendous hindrance. So don't be surprised, and don't be surprised if, as you're working through this, you're in your mind, you're willing your fingers to stay close and they pull away anyway. It takes a lot of concentration to accomplish this, but believe me, it's worth it. Once you are in the habit of barely clearing the strings when you play, your speed kicks up. And if you continue to play that way, and it's not just a passing acquisition of skill, it's going to always be that way. So it's totally worth the concentrated effort. Of course, as I mentioned before, Joe's problem might also be his picking technique, or it could be a combination of things. I used the term picking technique advisedly because it's often lacking or non-existent. Here's another case in which your arm and your hand need to be relaxed, although working, but not tense. When you're picking, Joe, take a look at if your whole arm is moving or if you're making very small pick movements and your wrist is rotating rather than your elbow moving the arm to move the pick. That's what we don't want happening. If your arm gets tired, if you play eighth notes for a long time or tremolo studies, you're probably moving most of your arm, perhaps even not from the elbow, but even from the shoulder. You want your pick just to be clearing the strings. Even the grip of your pick will play into the tension or relaxation of your right hand and wrist. Keep your pick movement to the minimum necessary to just strike the string and immediately draw it back, moving it just enough to strike the string. It doesn't need clearance on either side. Just strike it and begin the return. It's a teensy, teensy, weensy distance. Moving the pick any farther than that to play non-arpeggio and not sweet picking eighth notes will totally stall your speed. I hope this is a little bit of help to you, Joe. My third suggestion is to stop using your metronome for a few weeks and change what exercises you play, or if they begin on the sixth string and ascend to the first, reverse them. Clear your head, stop concentrating and obsessing over the speed, and focus more on your technique. Unless you have a physical limitation, you can probably surpass your 180 beats per minute mark. Tiny, relaxed yet controlled movements of the left hand fingers and your pick are the key. If you have a question you'd like me to address on the podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Please note that there's no tutor in the email address. It's Guitar Technique, GuitarTechnique, @gmail.com. Thanks, Joe, and your pick is in the mail. Now, here's this week's news. In the news this week, I'm going to give you a brief review of the second annual Les Paul Tribute Concert, which I attended last Saturday night at Ramapo College. If you've been listening for over a year, you may recall that I went last year, too. That was the institution of this, what is going to be an annual concert. How did they compare? Well, it was a good concert. Like Thank You, Les, it was a tribute to Les Paul, so the standards that he was identified with are primarily what the Les Paul Trio played. Not exclusively, but primarily. And let me take a moment to remind you that the trio consists of Lou Palo, who played with Les Paul for, I think, 28 years successively, Nikki Parrott, whose name I used to say Parrot, because it's P-A-R-R-O-T-T, but it's Parrott, and John Coliani. Lou Palo was the guitarist, Nikki Parrott was the bassist, and John was on piano. The most notable difference was that last year there were additional musicians, and the bassist was Gary, and he has a long Italian name that begins with an M, and I'm probably going to massacre it, and I think it's something like Maseraponi, something like that. He was awesome last year. And this year, the bassist was the trio's last bassist, Australian Nikki Parrott. She wasn't good. She was amazing. I loved her bass stylings, but likewise, I absolutely adored her voice. Last year, too, Bucky Pizzarelli played, Al Vignola played, and various other artists. So there was a difference in personnel, but the music was absolutely fabulous. There were silent auctions for a guitar and some framed, signed collectibles. And there were also two live auctions for autographed guitars. The first was for a beautiful brand new Les Paul guitar that belonged to Les Paul, that was autographed by Les Paul and authenticated by his son, Rusty. I didn't bid because, honestly, I was afraid I'd get caught up in it and not exercise sufficient self-restraint. But man, that signed, authenticated Les Paul was bid to only $1,025. What a steal! I couldn't even get over it. If I knew it was going to stop at that price, I'd have bid myself. But I have no way to know that they wouldn't have bid it higher and higher, the people who bought it. Anyway, the other guitar was a Fender that was signed by the trio, Les Paul, and some other musicians. That one sold in the auction for $600 and change. And don't you know, the same couple won both auctions. I'm very suspicious. They were either doing early Christmas shopping or they're collectors, perhaps. I don't know. They were sitting in the first row, quite a bit to the right of us. So they were probably some hoity-toity people. It was a great night of 40s, 50s-ish jazz. Truth be told, I like Nikki's voice better than Mary Ford's, and she sang some vocals with Lou and also solo that Mary Ford had recorded with Les Paul. Rusty Paul, Les's son from his first marriage, was also there, and he was an honored guest. I was delighted that my student Lanny and her parents attended the concert. David and Yasmin had seen Les Paul at the Iridium, I think on multiple times, and were familiar with the current trio, and they thoroughly enjoyed the show. And Lanny, I'm sure, was the only one of her peers that was at that kind of an event, so that's great for her. I'm already looking forward to next year's show. If you were in reasonable traveling distance and didn't make it last weekend, mark your calendar now for late September, early October next year. You can rest assured that as soon as the concert date is released, I will mention it on the show. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Notes segment. My take note topic this week is October guitar deals. After those two guitars being auctioned for crazy prices and my recent receipt of Guitar Center's October sale booklet, I thought this was a good topic. Who doesn't want a good deal on a guitar? It's nearing the biggest gift-giving season, and there may be a deal this month of which you can take advantage in order to get some of your shopping done early. Or just take advantage now because you need or want a new guitar. I was hoping to gather a few deal sources for this segment, but I was disappointed to see that the usual online sources I check are either not having any particular October sales, or their websites are still promoting September deals. Too bad. So I'm going to distill what Guitar Center has that may interest you. First, they're having a 15% off sale for Columbus Day weekend, which is this coming weekend from the 5th through the 8th. The fine print is that the purchase must be $299 or more to qualify for this sale. You can combine that discount with any other coupons or deals, but 15% off is better than no percent off. They have a page in the booklet announcing string prices being cut to the bone, and yet they are for Ernie Ball, D'Addario, and Martin. I don't know if any other strings are at this over 50% off discount. I don't see my beloved DRs listed here. That isn't to say they're not on sale. They're just not listed. If you use Ernie Ball's, D'Addario's, or Martin's, this is the time to stock up or get them as stocking stuffers. But remember, as nice as the thought of getting someone besides yourself guitar strings is, if you get a brand the recipient doesn't use or like, it's not a good deal. Like, if you were so sweet as to give me one of those respectable brands, I'd thank you, but I'd give them away because I don't play with them. So if you're not buying for yourself, be cautious when you buy strings, and if there's any way you can affirm what string your recipient uses, that's a better idea. Guitar Center's also offering something called Yamaha Days. I couldn't find a date-specific window for this promotion, But there will be, but one aspect of it is that there'll be no interest for 12 months on Gibson, Yamaha, and Roland or Boss products if you use their player's credit card. There are also pricing incentives on particular Yamaha models and products. Then Guitar Center closes out the month of October with their annual Rocktober sales from the 19th to the 28th. For that, what they're offering is $20 off a purchase of $99 or more. Now, that's really a very good deal, especially if you're close to that $99 mark or $100 and change. That's really a nice incentive. They're also offering $100 off a purchase of $5.99 or more, and $200 off a purchase of $10.99 or more. So whether you're my friend Diane, who's in the market for a semi-hollow body, or if you're shopping for someone else, there are some improved deals to be had out there. Please don't forget that if you're buying a guitar for someone else, be sure it will fit them. Dads are notorious for finding guitars for their children, most notably their daughters, that are way too big for them to play comfortably. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 090. And following a short word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Here are four descriptions of genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks with which I wholeheartedly agree. Tools for the creative. From the moment you pick up the Raptor R-Series, it's obvious a great deal of thought has gone into its design. From the second you touch a string, you can feel and hear the difference between a Raptor and other picks you've tried. Beautiful and tactile. Genuine R-Series Raptors have three carefully sculpted picking tips. They've been created using the same sophisticated design and modeling techniques employed to produce Formula One racing cars, and the result of this design effort means they've been able to take the humble pick to a completely new level of performance. Absolutely amazing. Each picking tip forms complex curves designed to glide effortlessly over your guitar strings. Raptors produce clean tones with almost imperceptible attack that range from that of the brightest, thinnest pick through to the warm, rich tones normally associated with much thicker picks. Here's my favorite description, the pursuit of excellence. All genuine R-Series Raptor picks are subject to very strict quality control procedures. Each R-Series plectrum is precision molded from high-grade acrylic, then individually printed and inspected to ensure it meets their high standards prior to leaving their UK-based factory. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. I'm getting DR unrequited, and I'm hoping to get them changed this week. We'll see. Don't forget the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, will run through June 2013, and it's open for visitors on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 1 to 5. You simply must go. I haven't sorted out the whole Feedburner debacle that I mentioned last week. We'll see what happens with that. I have not been able to give it a lot of time. Kudos to Aviv and Bridget. Long live Chick Power. Keep up the great work, ladies. Relaxation and very small movement is the key to breaking through the speed wall you've hit. The second annual Les Paul tribute concert at Ramapo College was, as expected, fabulous, even though I didn't win a guitar. If you need a guitar or gear, check out Guitar Center for a variety of price reductions and financing terms during the month of October. I don't think I'll be behind the microphone before an October 15th show. Have a good Columbus Day if you get the day off. Students and listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 090 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. I tweet mainly to update anyone following me about my guitar-y exploits, and primarily I retweet what I think is interesting or important for you to know. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. Like last week, I want to suggest that if you subscribe to the podcast, that you do so through iTunes because they're stable, and I still don't know what's up with FeedBurner. Of course, you can always pick up the show on my website, guitartechniquetutor.com. Go to the podcast and archives page, and you'll find everything you need there. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland and Orange County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, the Hamlet of Ramapo, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffren, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Tuxedo Park, Upper Saddle River, Viola, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you're a beginner guitarist, a gigging pro, or any level in between, a genuine Raptor guitar pick will catapult your playing forward. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great week, and a great Columbus Day if you're off. And until next time, which will be the 15th, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.